here with me, I've got Dennis DePetri. And first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm an economist. I specialize in consulting with the swine industry, primarily in the United States, but also throughout North America and in some cases Europe and beyond.
What kind of message do you have for producers attending this seminar?
Well, we're going to take a look at some of the global trends that are developing, some that a lot of my pork producer friends don't really follow very closely, but they need to be kept abreast of.
What would be a good example of something that you think is pretty important right now?
Well, one of the most important things that's happening on a global basis is the shift in who will be providing pork for export into this growing global economy. And as we see those advantages change, both for the low-cost production of feedstuffs and the intrusion of government to take those feedstuffs away in parts of the world for biofuels and so on, the balance of advantage is shifting a little bit. And I want to try to take a look at some of the directions those things could go in the next 5 years.
How about the impact of products like BI has with vaccines and the effect that can have on a producer's bottom line?
Well, they've had some spectacularly successful results, especially with the circovirus vaccine, which was extremely devastating. Not only was it did it result in large economic losses, but was also a very demoralizing disease before this vaccine, because there literally was nothing that could be done once the animals started on this course of disease. There was no way to save them, so it was demoralizing for people that worked with them. And it was also a very difficult time for the pig itself, and we're focusing more in the future maybe than in the past on the welfare of the animal itself, not just its economic value, but also its reasonable comfort and safety in the production process.
Well, I know you've had a chance to interact at least some with participants here. What, for the producers that you've talked to, what do they seem to be most interested to know right now?
Well, they're very concerned, as you might suspect, the cost of feed grains. We really have record high pork prices right now for a lot of reasons, but primarily because of the export market. But just because we have record high hog prices doesn't necessarily mean there's profits in the industry, because in this very unusual time we have also a very high demand for the feed ingredients used to produce swine worldwide. And it's not just that they're high now, but they're very volatile. So as we go forward, especially in the next couple of years, the name of the game is risk management. People want to know how to protect a margin regardless of the level of prices, whether they're up, whether they're down. You know, what are some of the things I can do to protect myself against large losses and lock in some cases, even a break-even or a profit when that's possible?
Great. Well, thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.